So Suzanne's a wonderful writer, and I believe Mike Santoro is going to be accompanying her on piano. So give Suzanne and Mike a big welcome.
Yeah? Maybe this won't work. I don't know. But it's just an experiment. I'll just hold it. I had prepared two poems, one for my granddaughter and one for my son. And then we decided we'd have to do it before she got spacey. And what's that expression you have when she gets over her sleep line? What? Crack baby, yeah. That's what happens. So anyway, we were going to do this for her, and we haven't practiced at all. So I don't think it's going to work. What, honey? Chloe. What? No, okay. Never mind. Okay, go ahead. Okay. Thresholds on Long Lake. The hills, swathed with trees on either side of the lake, cast shadows around the edges, foretelling the end of one day and the beginning of the next. I can't see in front of me that far shore beyond where the lake meets the land. Lying in the sand, I am secluded from the blare, the roads, houses, voices, but where will I be tomorrow? The sun descends behind the hills to my right, casting shadows across the water of past events, while on my left, daylight's departure reflects green turning gold. Red and rust. They mirror my thoughts and feelings surfacing. Night will pass before the future happens. I pinch up bits of sand between my fingers, try to separate the tiny grains, glistening like stars in my hands before they disappear. Have they been torn with little shrieks and howls from their circles, their caves, their desert madness? Hi, honey. Or have they risen to glow once more across the sky's darkest hour? Perhaps they rest in peace, shining somewhere deep inside me. Suddenly, out there, dots emerge on the line where water meets the far shore. The specks progress from the edging shadows into the center's glow, and I can see seven kayaks in a row. Suddenly, they float out of the gloom. Paddles wave like wings as they soar into the polished heart. Their song splashes, saluting 7 days to come. Finally, they slide onto the shore and dock. The sound of a calendar's page turning. As if they've crossed a threshold of decision. Now the breeze rests in the trees and the sun has gone down. Darkness envelops everything. When all shadows merge into the lake's center as one, the flat water transforms into a silent, healing glass where reflection on the surface, I can see down to find the rocks in the lost depths of myself. Thanks to Mike. He hasn't practiced, and he didn't even have the words or music or anything, so he did a good job. Give him a clap.
One more hand for Suzanne Owens with Mike Santoro.